Some political news today. The Federal Communications Commission agreed to a plan backed by the major television networks that would offer free airtime to presidential candidates. The FCC decided broadcasters would not be violating equal time provisions if they offered airtime only to the major candidates, presumably meaning Bill Clinton, Bob Dole, and Ross Perot. This time next week, the Democrats will be ready to nominate their ticket. No mystery about who that is at the Chicago convention, which starts on Monday. The Democrats will try to emulate the Republicans in several other respects. They hope for a peaceful and harmonious meeting with no disorderly demonstrations or rancorous speeches. They want a telegenic convention, which displays the president and vice president to best advantage. The first lady must be at least competitive with the much-praised performance of Elizabeth Dole. And then there are the delegates, who must be as pleased and excited as possible, considering how long they've known how this is all going to come out. Ron Elving has surveyed the convention delegates. He's the political editor of Congressional Quarterly, and he joins us now. Ron, if the delegates do keep their disagreements to themselves, it will be an unusual Democratic convention. Have they got that Republican religion, do you think?
Well, in some respects, I think it will be like San Diego. I think in that sense that you have a big hall full of people who will be saying, in essence, hi, we're not a unified party, but we play one on TV. And I suspect that the Democrats have learned that lesson not only from what the Republicans were able to achieve this month, which was remarkable, but also from their own painful experiences. They've had 7 conventions in a row that have been something less than a perfect television program. Ever since the 1968 convention in Chicago that we're going to Chicago to try to exorcise from the party's memory, I would say that they are mostly going to be submerging those differences, though, because of some much more recent event, and that's the 1994 midterm disaster that ran them out as the majority party in Congress, House, and Senate.
So the Republicans confined all of their disagreements pretty much to the platform, and there were serious disagreements on abortion. They had some big credential fights. A lot of prominent politicians were not able to come to San Diego as delegates because of those fights. They had outlets for disagreement. The Democrats don't have any outlets. Do they need them?
Well, they had a platform process. It took place in a couple of cities, and it was done early, and it was all nailed in place with very little difficulty. They have had, if you will, opportunities to vent some of these tensions, but none of those opportunities was really taken by any of the unhappy parties. You have many people in the union movement, the labor movement, who are terribly unhappy with the trade policies of Bill Clinton. You have vast numbers of people in the Democratic Party bitterly disillusioned with Bill Clinton's decision to sign the welfare bill. And yet, with all of those feelings, there has been virtually no attempt to Shanghai the platform, to interfere with the party's plans for the convention, no visible effort being made by any of these organized groups to embarrass the president at the convention. So if anything of that kind should emerge on the floor, it will come as a great surprise.
There is a philosophical difference between the nominating party of the Republican Party. The people that meet at the convention are, generally speaking, considerably off to the right of the rest of the party, and often to the right of the candidate, although that's not always the case. The Democrats have tended to be a little bit to the left, and in this case, they're going to be, I think, a lot to the left of their president. You don't see any kind of disagreements or disputes arising out of Bill Clinton's race for the middle or his turn to the right?
I think there'll be a great deal of discussion about it off camera. I think that Democrats will be talking amongst themselves about just those issues. You have, on the one hand, a group called the Democratic Leadership Council that was organized back in the mid-80s in reaction to the perceived domination of the party by the left. And they've been very successful, and Bill Clinton is their former chairman. And when he was elected president, and another one of their favorites, Al Gore, was made the vice president, clearly this Democratic Leadership Council, or DLC, came into its own, came into its ascendance. But if you look at the delegations, these delegations are about one quarter composed of elected officials, people who feel they have their own sense of the public pulse. About a quarter to 30% of these delegates are going to be union members, people who are coming largely because of their activity within their union. And so they're going to have other loyalties, and they're going to have other ideas about where the party should be going. I expect there will be a great deal of ferment and argument about the Democrats' within the party in Chicago, but I would not expect to see it on camera.
Well, now, the second convention generally plays a few rounds of Can You Top This? The tax cut, could they come up with something like a tax cut at the convention, some sort of surprising new initiative?
This is a White House that depends very heavily on polling information, and they are polling like mad on the question of the popularity of this tax cut, how believable people find it, how much people think it's targeted to them. The Clinton administration already has tax cuts on the table, things that they've proposed, things having to do with education credits and so on. And they would like very much to get a middle-class targeted tax cut that was clear and understandable out there on the table so that the targeted voters that they're after will see the Clinton administration as just as committed to their tax bill as the Dole prospective administration. But they have to be a little careful about this because their main line of attack against the Dole-Kemp tax proposal is that it busts the budget.
One thing that we know going in will be different about this convention and the Republican convention is that although the Republican convention displayed a lot of people of different color on the podium, they weren't on display in the hall. It was something like more than 80% white men were delegates to the Republican convention. And that's not true in Chicago.
In Chicago, by the rules the Democrats adopted in the early 1970s, we already know that half of the delegates will be women and that roughly a fourth of them will be people of color.
So the Democratic convention may be very like the Republican convention, but it won't look exactly the same.
It may look quite the same on the stage. On the stage, there may be about the same mix of male and female and races. But if you look down on the floor, you'll see the same mix that you see on the stage.
Thanks very much, Ron Elving.
My pleasure.
Ron Elving is the political editor of Congressional Quarterly.